Time to play in a different way.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says regulation of the nation's financial system needs a total overhaul, not just a makeover. He's testifying this morning before the House Financial Services Committee. He says a long list of changes will be needed to avoid future meltdowns. From our Washington Bureau, Tamara Keith has the latest.
Geithner says existing regulation, market discipline, and sophisticated risk models all failed to prevent heavy leveraging and complicated financial instruments from bringing the nation's financial system to its knees.
To address this will require comprehensive reform, not modest repairs at the margin, but new rules of the game.
In fact, the Treasury Secretary has a 6-point plan to limit what he describes as systemic risk.
And the new rules must be simpler and more effectively enforced. They must produce a more stable system, one that protects consumers and investors, rewards innovation, and is able to adapt and evolve with changes in the structure of our financial system.
Hedge funds, insurance companies, money market funds, and exotic financial instruments would all see new scrutiny. New regulations would require congressional approval, and a set of changes this sweeping will no doubt generate heated debate. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
The Dow is up 40 points, or 0.5% to 7,790. The NASDAQ is up almost 2%. It's 0.7% for the S&P 500, I should say, up 0.7%. One bright spot in the mix, a strong earnings report from Best Buy. European markets ended the day mostly higher, and major Asian markets closed in positive territory. We found out this morning the number of people staying on unemployment benefits increased for a 10th straight week. The Labor Department says that number is now about 5.5 million. First-time jobless claims last week were up a little more than expected. President Obama is talking jobs in his virtual news conference. The online interaction just got underway at the bottom of this hour. The White House started soliciting questions from the public Tuesday. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has more on what those web visitors want to hear from the president.
Regular folks have submitted tens of thousands of questions about jobs, health care, and homeownership for a web chat with the president. In an online video, he says he realizes many people are worried about their financial future.
That's why we're going to try something a little different. We're going to take advantage of the internet to bring all of you to the White House to talk about the economy.
The most popular questions include, what will the government do to make higher education more affordable? Or can you drop the penalty for early withdrawals from 401ks? Political blogger David Dayan says this online forum gives the public new access to people in power.
I've seen things that are completely off limits to the traditional media, like the legalization of marijuana was very high on the list.
Experts say the White House could end up soliciting people who post to these web chats as lobbyists for administration proposals. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
About 7,500 GM workers are leaving. The company says this morning the employees have signed up for buyouts and early retirement.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
In the past couple years, the Federal Housing Administration has captured a huge chunk of the mortgage market. Today, FHA insurance guarantees one in every three American mortgages. But that could be a problem. Marketplace's Steve Henn has that story.
Until recently, South Florida TV sets blared unbelievable condo deals.
Zero down payment, zero closing costs.
And Great Country Mortgage promised to make buying a condo easy.
No credit, bad credit, no problem, guaranteed.
And the Federal Housing Administration guaranteed many of these loans.
FHA's business has exploded.
Brian Chappell is a former FHA employee and now a consultant. He says last year, the Federal Housing Administration approved tens of thousands of new mortgage brokers. These brokers pay a $1,000 fee and agree to abide by the FHA's lending practices. Then the FHA insures the loans they create. That lets the brokers sell their loans to major banks, and if a home buyer defaults, the FHA pays off the tab. In 2008, FHA insurance made more than 1.6 million new mortgages possible.
It has gone from roughly a 3% market share in 2006 to now it's probably more than a third of all loans made in America.
FHA loans are propping up what's left of the real estate market. But Gary Lacefield, a former mortgage fraud investigator, says the FHA's explosive growth has attracted many of the worst subprime lenders in America.
Matter of fact, several of these companies are banned from certain states, yet they've been able to go out and get their FHA approval so that they can continue to broker loans.
Remember Great Country? Nearly two-thirds of their loans defaulted in less than 2 years. This will cost the FHA millions. Lacefield says the agency isn't scrutinizing new lenders properly, and already the FHA's insurance reserves have taken a multi-billion dollar hit. Its default rate is rising.
Oh, I expect it to be off the charts.
FHA officials say they aggressively police fraud, have shut down Great Country, and are beefing up oversight. Still, lots of analysts say within a year, the FHA might need a multi-billion dollar bailout of its own. I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The Obama administration started calling toxic assets legacy assets this week. LA Times columnist David Lazarus told us yesterday he would rather call them blimps or boneheaded loan irresponsible mortgage packages. We asked how you would rename toxic assets.
I'd call them the heartburn assets because the folks on Wall Street ate too much and now they're paying the price.
That's listener Dave Bird from Austin, Texas. Suggestions from other listeners include pre-regulated assets, lazy lookup loans, and STSTs. Smart today, stupid tomorrow. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.